Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast of the Cape Elizabeth Church of the Nazarene in Cape Elizabeth, Maine. Download more sermons or learn about the Cape Elizabeth Church of the Nazarene at our website, capenazarene.org.
Our sermon passage for today comes from the 34th Psalm, and that can be found on page 871 if you want to read along. It says of David when he pretended to be insane before Abimelech, who drove him away and he left. Verses 1 through 11 and verse 22. I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. My soul will boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him lack nothing. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, my children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. The Lord redeems his servants. No one will be condemned who takes refuge in him. Amen. So there was a song that I heard recently that I'd never heard before. I think it was about a week and a half ago. And it was a song, as I listened to it, I thought that it really captured the heart of All Saints Day. And so I won't sing you the song because I don't want to put you through that this morning. But I will read you the lyrics of the song. Oh, I love to hear the song of creation, the wind and the rhythm of the rain. Oh, the thunder, it speaks of your power, but there's something in the sound of the saints. I've been washed in the roar of the ocean, found peace in the echoes of a cave, and the trees of the field, they clap their hands, but there's something in the sound of the saints. From the lips of those you've saved, a redemption song will rise, with a sound so full it cracks the sky. Whoa, oh, we sing Alleluia. Whoa, oh, we sing Amen. Hear the sound of the saints as we march on to Zion singing, Alleluia, Amen. Alleluia, Amen. I will hear the chorus of angels, a forever symphony of praise. I long to hear the voice of my Savior, and he hears us, the sound of the saints. From the lips of those you've saved, a redemption song will rise. Every tongue, every tribe, hear the church, your bride. Whoa, oh, we sing Alleluia. Whoa, oh, we sing Amen. Hear the sound of the saints as we march on to Zion, singing Alleluia, Amen. Alleluia, Amen. Our hearts will rise, our song shall be Jesus Christ, our Savior, King forever. Our hearts will rise, the saints will sing of Jesus Christ, King forever, forever. Hear the sound of saints as we march on to Zion, singing Alleluia, Amen. That song's by a band called Audio Adrenaline, and it's called The Sound of the Saints. And there's something about the sound of the saints. So the psalm that I read today is part of 150 psalms. There's a huge portion of the Bible. It's made up of the psalms, and there are these poems, and they're also songs, and they're hymns of the early church and of the Jewish faith, and they're beautiful, and they do all sorts of describing of nature and how nature worships the Lord, how how the roar of the ocean praises God, how all of creation sings his praise. As you read through the Psalms, there's image after image of just this beautiful nature that's going on. But what I like about this psalm, and it always reminds me the last couple weeks of this song by Audio Adrenaline, this psalm, though, says that there's something about the people of God declaring the glory of God. It's one thing to see God in the ocean. It's one thing to see God in the woods. But there's something about hearing the story of the saints that connects us with God. I think of 23 kids in a station wagon. And I wonder, was it the ocean that brought them to this church? No, it was May and the story of that saint. You know, she brought those kids to church, and it was the sound of the saints. There's something about the people of God declaring the glory of God. On Wednesday, it was a Christian holy day. And so we observe it today, the following Sunday. It was All Saints Day. And this is an important day in the church calendar. In fact, in ordinary is the longest season. There's a season within that season called All Hallows Tide, which is where we get the name All Hallows Eve or Halloween. But it's a day dedicated to celebrating the life of those that have gone on before us and remembering the faith that has been passed down to us because of people like Bev and because of people like May, because people have passed down the faith to us. It's a day where we remember those that have come before us and those that have shaped our journey in faith. Now, for those of you that are friends with me on Facebook, or if you've heard me talk anytime recently, you may have noticed that I love the saints. I love the saints of the church. On Facebook or Instagram, I'll often post a saint of the day, or I'll put a picture of a saint that is celebrated on that day and try to talk a little bit about him or her. I also enjoy mounting icons and sending them to friends to remind them of these heroes of the faith that we look up to and that speak to us. I really enjoy the saints because I think there's so much that they can teach us. There was supposed to be a smooth transition here, but I've lost it, so this is going to be an unsmooth transition. Outside of these walls, and I love this about this church, even though it's not technically our cemetery, we have a cemetery surrounding the church. One of the things that I lament about the modern church is that almost none of them have a crypt or a cemetery attached to them anymore. If you look at the ancient churches in Europe, in the Middle East, they all have cemeteries a part of them. It was where they buried their dead. It was where they buried the members of the church when they had passed on. They used it as a reminder that this faith is not only the faith of the living, but those in the graves were also members of the church. That those that were in the grave were also a part of the faith that was taking place inside. And so I think it's good for us to remember the faith of those that have come before us. It's good for us to learn the faith that has been passed down throughout the centuries and throughout the generations. It's good for us to, as we gather here in this building, to know that there are also Christians to the left of us, or to my left, your right, and behind us as well. That there are Christians out there that are also worshiping, that they too are part of our faith and a part of our body here. And so I might not be the right person to answer this question, but one of the questions I thought about this week was, how do we become a saint? What is it that we need to do to be remembered as a saint when we are no longer here? I think this psalm does a really good job at helping us see the quality of God's saints. In verse 11, David tells us in this psalm that it is being addressed to his disciples, those that he is teaching. O children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Here we see that David is teaching his disciples how to be saints. He's teaching them how to revere and love the Lord. Audio adrenaline might say that he is teaching them the sound of the saints. In this psalm, David is doing exactly what Paul tells us to do in Ephesians 4:12, to equip the saints for the good work of ministry, for building up of the body of Christ. So the question then is, what does it take to be a saint? How do we become a saint? Oh, kind of depends on who you ask. In the Catholic Church, there's an official canonization process that goes from being a servant of God to being venerable, to being blessed, to then becoming a saint at canonization. And there's a whole long process that I really don't understand. In the Orthodox Church, there's a process called glorification that I understand less about because I've not read as much about it. And those are good things, and I understand why those churches do them. But I also think it's kind of silly. Don't get me wrong, I understand the value of having an official process of naming official saints of the church. But it also doesn't do justice to all the other saints that will not be named. I think of people like my great-grandma, Elaine Davis, or as we like to call her, just Great Gram. She passed a few years ago, and she will never be officially remembered as a saint of the church. Never will she have a plaque that says Saint Elaine Davis of Greene County, Pennsylvania. But I assure you, she is indeed a saint. I'm sure you could ask any of my family, and they would assure you that Graham is definitely a saint, the way that she ran the family and kept us together. If anybody was deserving of sainthood, it would be her. So what does it take to be a saint? Well, David tells us exactly how to become one. Focus on the Lord. If you've noticed, in the psalm that I read, all 12 verses that I read today, each verse mentions the Lord in it. David is repeatedly telling his disciples, those that are following him, to keep their focus on God. Worship the Lord. Boast in the Lord. Magnify and exalt the Lord. Seek the Lord. Taste and see the Lord. Look to the Lord. Cry out to the Lord, trust in the Lord, taste and see and take refuge in the Lord, fear and revere the Lord, continually seek the Lord and be redeemed by the Lord. I think David is trying to get us to pay attention to something. How do we become a saint? Focus on God. Those who do these things will be radiant and their faces shall never be ashamed. Those who do these things will be saints, and they will make an impact on the lives of those around them. Now, at this point, there may be some listening that think, but wait, there has to be more. I need to do something special. This is kind of just the everyday Christian sort of stuff of living. Well, there isn't more. It doesn't take something special to be a saint. But you're right. It is the everyday sort of Christian stuff. It's the everyday sort of things that make us saints. It's not any extreme martyrdom that has to happen. One doesn't have to go out and die for the faith. But we need to live for the faith. I think of my grandma, Dorothy Ganier, who she is alive and well. And she will be a saint. And she is a living saint. Not because she's done anything extraordinary in her life. If you ask her, she'll probably say, yeah, I've lived a good life, but I've never done anything major. But I fully believe when she gets to heaven, God will show her the stack of potatoes that she has peeled in her life for others. I bet you it would fill the sanctuary. How many funerals that she has cooked for. How many people that she has walked beside in their mourning. It's nothing extraordinary. It's just the everyday sort of stuff that we are Christians are called to. That's what will make us a saint. Now, in the English, we missed this in this psalm, but this is actually an acrostic poem, which basically means each line starts with the next letter of the alphabet, like A, B, C, D, E, F, G, or in Hebrew, Aleph, Bet, Vet, Gimel, Daleth, Hey, onward. I only remember that because there's a song in Hebrew about it. But each letter begins with the next, or each verse begins with the next letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which is why there's 22 verses in total here. It goes from Aleph to Tov, or English A to Z. And basically, it's a way for David to say, all that needs to be said about becoming a saint, it's summed up in these verses. Focus on God. We see David do a few things here. We see that David tells of his testimony. He tells of the testimony of God. The first three verses, David kind of talks about what he's been doing. And then he goes on to respond with, this is how God has been responding. Because God will respond to us if we respond to him. But here's the thing. We don't have to become saints if we don't want to. David makes that clear in this psalm. Now, since you're all gathered here and you're listening, it's my hope that you want to become a saint. It is my belief that one day, Coley and Mona and Diane and Polly and Brenda and everyone else, it is my belief that they're gathered here because they love the Lord. And one day people will look back and say, I'm here because of the faith of them. I'm here because of their faith. I'm here because of the way they love the Lord and the way that they were a saint in my lifetime. But David talks about how that doesn't have to be the way people go about it if they don't want to. He tells us in verse 10, the young lions suffer want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Those who focus on the Lord, they will be saints. But those young lions, which can be translated as either apostates or the rich, or basically it just means any of them that do not want to focus on the Lord, they don't have to become saints. We can focus on ourselves instead of focusing on God. But it is my hope that as we remember those that have gone before us, that it would be our hope that we would be remembered by those that come after us as well. Because for all we know, we might still be the early church. We don't know when Christ is coming back. There may be people 3,000 years down from here looking back on our faith that has been passed down to them. So there is no need for us to want and hunger, because we can taste and see that the Lord is good. We can be the saints of the Lord, calling out to all the world to hear the sound of the saints. As I close this sermon, I want to quote a pope that has recently been canonized, Pope John Paul II. This may be my favorite quote that he has ever said. Become a saint and do so quickly. Would you pray with me this morning? Almighty and everlasting God, who does enkindle the flame of your love in the hearts of all the saints, grant unto us the same faith and the power of love that as we rejoice in their triumphs, we may profit by their examples. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. Thank you for joining us for this sermon podcast. We hope that the message has inspired you to draw closer to God each day. May God bless you as you serve him today.